wanna hear the truth. Yet they all like to tell a lie. Everybody wanna hear the truth. Yet they all like to tell a lie. Everybody wanna go to heaven. Nobody wants to die.
Take it all tonight. This is Thank you. This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
What makes a stranger a stranger? What makes a bad guy a villain? What makes a villain worth killing? No, we should know. I once held you like a baby, and I know you held me too. Follow you.
picking up white in autumn, picking up sound and speed, I'm picking up that fragrance. You were in 1953, oh, before I go to greet my love, before I go picking up all those things I've ever known, 'cause you can't take them with you when you go. Up dragonflies through the purple reeds, and I'm picking up lemonade on the porch of the night school crossbreeze. I'm dancing in silver grass under a harvest moon. Was this our last dance? Darling, you just left too soon. Oh, before I go to greet my love, before I go picking up all. Can't take them with you when you go.
Within me, is fleeting, and so I'm told. My soul is twisted, hung out to dry. This life I'll be missing. Walk this open road, just you and I.
Thinking of taking up a new sport? It's a step in the right direction. But before you hit the playing field, be sure to exercise a little common sense. Take bullfighting, for instance. One misstep there, and chances are, it might just leave a mark. Fortunately, for the less dramatic sports, there are plenty of things you can do to lessen your chance of being injured. For instance, don't be just a weekend warrior. In addition to playing your sport, make sure you include a simple exercise program during the rest of the week. Stretching for flexibility, resistance training for strength, and cardio sessions for endurance. For more specific tips on preventing sports injuries, visit AAOS.org. That's AAOS.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who remind you to get up, get out, and get moving.
Down by the ocean in a broken bridge you go. due time you find that it's only begun. Who could be glad? Isn't it sad? Slipping away.
Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of freeform music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Stand tall with all your prized possessions. You must have it all. It's just a small speck of the mountain. You keep it safe and sound, and you don't spread it around. Deep down with all the nitty gritty, this is not your town. You gotta keep it pretty, have you heard? Don't say a word, don't say a word. You can keep it yours too if you let them. You can, take off one shoe, save it for your wedding day. You can keep all your coins if that's what you like, but it won't fill your void, so you'll spoil with spite. But it's your prize, it's your prize, it's your prize. It's your prize, it's your prize, it's your prize. What now? Well, the castle is a crumble and you figure it out while you are still fumbling for your keys. Don't let them see, don't let them seize. You can keep it yours too if you let them eat cake. You can take off one shoe, save it for your wedding. Your coins, if that's what you like, but it won't fill your void, so you'll spoil with spite. But it's your prize, 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 it's your.
Brand new. invisible. Keep landing in disguise again, predictable. Here I am.
WMFO, Medford. Unlike milk, long-distance telephone calls, and library books, there is no due date, tolls, or expiration in the grand hour. Good morning. It's the 30th of October, 2019. Today I'm going to be playing a Halloween show because it's the eve of Halloween. My apologies on missing the show last week. I had had some stomach issues and stayed up all night. Not that that's any of your business, but I did have a pretty good show lined up. A couple of new shows that I hadn't heard before that I had screened. I'll go ahead and say what those are for a second. I'd intended on playing Box 13 in Tales of the Texas Rangers. Maybe I'll do that next week, but I doubt it, because it should be, this is the 99th episode of the Grand Hour that I've done. So we'll see what about next week. But today, for Halloween, I'm going to play the Mercury Theater On Air, its treatment of Dracula. This was their first show. It had the usual cast of the Mercury Theater. The Mercury Theater was essentially the same people that went. They had their own theater troupe, and they went ahead and had their own Mercury Theater On Air. Again, Orson Welles was behind this. I was going to crop some of this, but I'm just going to play it its entirety, hence why I'm starting my monologue and so much prologue here early. This was actually the first radio drama that I ever heard and was captivated, much like the book itself. So I'm going to go ahead here and get it started. This had an original air date of the 11th of July, 1938. You're listening to Arthur here on the Grand Hour on 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.